Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com.
South Florida, get ready for a night of world-class professional mixed martial arts. Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Saturday, October 6th, CFA Fights presents World-Class Professional Mixed Martial Arts Championship Fighting Alliance. Live Saturday, October 6th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or simply log on to cfafights.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
We'll be right back.
program on blogtalkradio.com. The Roman Show, as it begins this wonderful Tuesday evening, wherever you're listening, whether it be in New York and Florida or in California or Oregon or Thailand, welcome to The Roman Show. And we have a stacked program this evening. Joining me, like always, the cinematic superstar, Mr. Johnny Knockout. How are you, sir?
Oh, I am feeling like clean as a baby's ass, because the ladies of the JKO Army will be pleasantly pleased to hear that I'm fresh out of the shower.
Yeah. Now, we got to talk about you. I caught that YouTube video you put out about change. We definitely need to dedicate a couple of minutes about yourself and your whole persona, because I've been seeing a lot of tweets, a lot of emails saying, what's going on with Johnny? I want to understand. So I got to talk to you, sir. You're going to be a guest of the show later today.
What do you want to know? Hey, I'm doing the show, not you. I thought you don't like to talk to me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Johnny is lucky to be on the show tonight, because what I got him doing, he doesn't need to speak. He needs to pay attention. He needs to calm down. He needs to sit in the dark. All right, buddy, relax. Right, I got about 90 minutes worth of booyahness that I need to let out. We'll go back to the dark corner later, right?
Yeah, hello? it's kind of like a beautiful mind today.
Wait a second, did you hear all that?
I think I heard something. It might have been my voices.
I put it on mute, but, you know, he's freaky like that, so I don't know.
He shows up when he wants. Well, Johnny, we have a stacked show tonight, as we have the Midnight Sensation, featuring Sam Shields and Chris Rockwell. They'll be calling in just a few minutes from now. Sam Shields
is
actually...
Those guys are out of this world, Roman. Let me tell you. They're from a planet,
and very
like
futuristic.
I said, like 20... There's like 25 continents in a row. There's like no vowel in the name of their planet, their home planet. I don't know how much they're getting charged for gas, but it must be astronomical.
Well, according to them, allegedly they are from Tridenton, Moon, Neptune, and, they claim to time travel. And Sam Shields actually was in the PWI 500 2 years in a row. And some very respectable numbers there. That's Pro Wrestling Illustrated 2012. High numbers there for Sam Shields. He'll be on the program along with his tag team partner, Chris Rockwell. And also,
boy,
later on, we're going to have a local South Florida wrestler, Sean Prime, who, from what I understand, Johnny, he used to go on a rant. Now he's more relaxed. He's more cool. I don't know if he's drinking Sanka now and doing yoga, but the guy is more calm.
Sanka. I've got to get changed drinking some Sanka.
I must say,
for the rest of the 90 minutes, but if you want to just keep talking joke, I'm going to cut this phone off right now. Jesus Christ, dude, you need to chill.
Stone Cold stun that guy or something.
I'm going to put a crack in our mirror.
I must say, Johnny, that today I am drinking some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, so you must be proud of me today.
Somewhere in Miami, a girl named Crystal Knockout is very happy with you right now.
Yes,
she loves Dunkin' Donuts. And we're proud of you.
Standing outside. Crystal, in fact, if you're listening, we're actually doing the show on my end. You're near the University of Miami campus. If you're on the area, swing by. You'll be part of the show live, right on the spot. And obviously, there's lots to talk about. Johnny, you know our good friend Dave Goldstein, correct?
Unfortunately.
Well, he's been on missing. He's been on hiatus here in the program. But guess what? The guy is coming back to the Roman Show.
Funny.
And all the way from Tijuana, Mexico, he says that he wanted a segment. You know, the guy doesn't have any smartphones or anything like that. So I got a message from a pigeon, and it said, I want a segment called Drinking with Goldstein.
Drinking with Goldstein. What kind of audience are you trying to get? You got porn stars, you got alcoholics. I thought this was a wrestling show.
Drinking with Goldstein, he says that he wants to... Yeah. he says that he wants to describe or discuss several issues that come along his mind. So we'll check it out tonight. Drinking with Grossman.
I'm not too fond of the porn stars and the people who drink, so that's all you, buddy.
It will be me, but he says that it's kind of like a guy talk in a bar. That's what he claims. So we'll find out exactly what he meant by that. Hey, but big special shout out to a group friend, and I must say that the numbers were going ballistic last week as we had Conan on the program. And Johnny, it was a phenomenal, amazing interview. In fact, the Miami Herald down here is going to be running an article soon. Johnny, you yourself and myself will be on that article, so tune out for that. But great interview
Very
by
cool.
Conan. And you, and if you guys missed it, RolphRoman.com, you can check it out there. With that said, Johnny, again, we have lots to talk about tonight, but it's time that we bring in our first guest, Mr. Sam Shields and Chris Rockwell, now all the way from New York. And, Johnny, you know both of these gentlemen very well over there in the Empire
State. Well, I mean, you know, it takes one to know one. I've always been considered a spacey kind of guy, and I'm sure the people that know me best will know that.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. We're reaching out to Sam Shields right now. I'm curious to see if you can speak to us.
I see a call coming in. I see a call waiting.
Wait a minute. Wait a second.
It's those damn aliens messing around.
Yes. You know, I wonder if he's going to speak to us in a futuristic voice. You know that? Johnny, you there? Johnny? All right, there you go. Johnny?
Yes.
I wonder if he's going to speak to us in a futuristic voice, you know?
Well, I've been in and around these midnight sensations, and surprisingly, they're getting the human language almost down pat. Almost down pat to the New York accents. So they're all over the
wow.
place, though. And
they're chameleons, I guess.
Simple humans like us have to drive everywhere, but these guys get to, like, float around on a spacecraft.
Time travel.
Yeah.
And by the way, later on, Johnny, we have a special announcement on a future guest, and we'll unveil. We'll give you some clues, and if you can identify them, then you're very good.
Is
he's
that
a very
English? Can you
extreme? Yeah, he's an extreme champion, and we'll leave it at that.
Offense, a future guest, an extreme champion.
Yes,
huh.
sir, an extreme champion.
That's
leave it at that.
I suggest the people on Twitterville and Facebook land start guessing. Maybe we'll give them a prize or a special shout out.
I hope so. We'll give them a little shirt or something.
Tell
them. Yeah. And we're reaching out right now. I guess we're calling Mars. Sam Shields.
I can't believe they actually have a cell phone.
Whoa. Yeah. It's you know, Steve Jobs and iPhone, man. They got this futuristic stuff. Sam Shields, how are you, sir?
Oh, good to hear from you, Roman.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for joining us here on the program. You're on with Johnny, which you know very well. And in just a few minutes, we should be hearing from your tag team partner, Chris Rockwell. Quickly, a little quick bio real quick on Sam Shields, the guy and his partner. They will be defending their NWA tag title September 29th, so this weekend. And on October 6th at ECWA, they'll be in action. And you got a lot of stuff on your calendar. And on
that is correct.
FWA October 5th, it's an internet pay-per-view, so you'll be able to watch these guys in action. Whether you're in Neptune, Mars, or Jupiter, you'll see them in action.
They get service on Neptune. I did not know that.
I'm sure they
Welcome,
do. Welcome, right, Sam.
Well, we're actually not on the FWE show. You see, we were screwed out of the tag title tournament. But we will not be sitting tight at home. I guarantee it. We will make
we'll
our mark on the first ever FWE pay-per-view. That's a guarantee.
Well,
now, where can
Sam, I guarantee you that the piece of crap that I'm going to be kicking ass that night, I will give him an extra punch and a kick for you and Chris. That's BS, because you guys happen to be one of my favorite tag teams, and I think you guys should be on every show. That's my personal opinion.
Wait a minute, Johnny. So, Johnny, you and Sam and your partner, Chris Rockwell, are all going to be part of this internet pay-per-view?
We're going to make sure we're there, whether they want us there or not. Johnny Knockout's on the card, but we will make our mark.
Wow, okay,
that
so there you
cool.
go. So
Now,
yeah,
what's,
you wonder
what's
why
their
I like
website?
These guys, Roman, because they do, you know, they take the power into their own hands, man. That's the way you go, man. You got to take what's yours.
Now, what's the website that people could see both the Midnight Sensation and Johnny Knockout? Do you guys know?
Well, you can check us out on Facebook. We are at the Midnight Sensations. You can follow Them Sensations on Twitter, which would be THEMSENSATIONS. Or you can follow me personally on Twitter at TMS Shields. And you can follow Chris Rockwell at Rockwell CPR. And you can also find us on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is The Midnight Sensation, no S at the end.
Great. And for all you folks out there, so both Johnny and The Midnight Sensation will be part of that SWE event coming up on October 5th, Friday. And it's going to be at the St. Patrick's Gym, 9511 4th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And you can see this stuff on Internet Pay-Per-View. You have to log into WWNLive.com. And Johnny and Midnight Sensation, I'm going to have the opportunity to watch you live on Internet Pay-Per-View while I am enjoying some coffee here in Miami. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll speak about that later. I appreciate that. But right now, this is Sam Shields and Chris Rockwell's time, so I want to make sure we make the most of that.
Yeah. Yes,
now,
sir,
I don't know where Chris Rockwell is right now. Because Rockwell and I, as you guys know, we're always traveling back and forth through time. And sometimes we get a little mixed up and we end up in the wrong years. I'll be in 2001, he'll be in 2015. And then I'll try to go ahead and he'll go all the way back to 1999 and I'll be in 2020.
Or you guys are pretty much like
I don't know if any of you guys look. Okay, one of us needs to talk here. Well, I don't know. I think we need to take a ticket, like at a deli counter, except to see who talks first.
No,
because I don't know if that we'd be able to see who's taking the ticket. Scratch that one.
Just,
anyway, you guys should check out the Midnight Sensations on YouTube because I saw their promo the other night, and I think Sam traveled back to 1990. He was wearing a Legion of Doom shirt, so I caught
that. That's correct.
That. Yeah, so you guys better check that out. Can you tell the fans where they can find that on YouTube, Sam?
Yeah, they can go to our YouTube channel is The Midnight Sensation with no S at the end, and you can find all of our videos there. And if you follow me on Twitter at TMS Shields, I'm posting my videos all the time, posting our team's videos all the time. You can check us out.
Now
I'd really like to talk
like
about this
tech.
Coming Saturday. What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we're going to talk about Saturday, but I want people to know about you. Now, one thing that I pointed out is these cool shades that you have every time you come down the aisle. Tell me about the cool shade, the old concept behind that.
Oh, well, you see, on Triton, before we drink our elves' blood, we put them to work. We have them hammering and nailing and melting down plastic into the form of Cyclops glasses, which are really cool because when we leave planet Earth, our bodies change, if you didn't know that. And we only have one large eye, and we need to keep that eye protected. So we wear our glasses, and they seem to be a really hot seller here on Earth.
Do you refer to that one eye as the one-eyed monster? I'm just curious.
Yes, we do.
Dragon
Herman.
I'm sure the ladies,
our Dragon Herman's sitting right next to me now, and he thought that was hilarious.
What's that?
Our Dragon Herman is sitting next to me right now, and he thought that was hilarious.
Well, Herman, I appreciate Herman because Herman appreciates good humor. Not
yeah.
just the ice cream bars. Yes.
Now, tell us about
so
this coming matchup you got coming
Saturday?
Up this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear that.
Sorry.
Well, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
What
we're
just
here.
Happened?
I don't know.
What
I
just happened?
Could that be Chris? I feel weird.
No. He hasn't called yet. But Sam, go ahead, tell us about this weekend. You got a match coming
up. All right, this coming Saturday will be an NWA dog, and we'll be defending our tag team titles. Now, for those of you who don't know, we haven't been an NWA dog for a year. We won those belts over a year ago, but every time they have a show, for some reason, we can't get our spacecraft set to the right time. And somehow, Chris's seat keeps ejecting, and it sends them to a completely different time as we're going through the time warp. I tell Chris all the time, he needs to put his seatbelt on, he needs to bolt the seat down, but he never wants to listen to me. He doesn't want to listen to any of my ideas. He keeps ejecting his seat and getting lost. And then I have to go back and find him, and by the time we get back to present, we always miss the NWA dog shows. But I guarantee, this week, I will handcuff myself to Chris Rockwell, and we will be at NWA Dog together to defend our tag team titles.
We just got a promo on the Roman show here. I dig it. You know what they say, though, Sam? You got to get that Chris, like, I think maybe the handcuffs might work. Because they say, you know, a good team's got to be on the same page, right? So in your case,
yeah.
You guys got to be on the same planet. Well, I'm sure you guys can get it done.
We will get it done. And like Roman was saying before, we have a lot coming up. So a week from this Saturday, we also have the K-Cups. And for anyone out there listening, we were the first ever K-Cup winners. That's the tag team version of the Super 8 at ECWA. And the K-Cup was actually named after the Kangaroos, which were a really great tag team, the first great tag team.
Wow, that's really amazing. That's going on this weekend. Now, where can people buy tickets so they can go ahead and watch you in action this coming weekend, along with your tag team partner?
Well, they can look up. They can find out more information on Facebook about NWA Dog. This coming Saturday show is actually free, and for the ECWA show, which is in Delaware, they can find tickets at ECWAProWrestling.com, and it'll give you information on where the show is exactly, and you can go from there.
Well, that is just awesome, Sam. And now, Johnny, you know Sam very well. Can you tell us your relationship with him? Now, you guys have met inside the ring, from what I understand.
Yeah. Well, actually, like I said, I'm usually floating around in space somewhere in my mind, so I don't know if you call that telepathy. No, me and Sam met, actually, in New York when he was landing his spaceship. And they invited me in, but just briefly. I don't really remember much. I don't know if there was a probe going on or something, but all I know is that I haven't been more jacked in my life since meeting the Triton boys, or men, if you rather call it. So I don't know if they inject me with some kind of, like, space steroid or something, but all I know is that my biceps have never looked more beautiful. It's like softballs are stuck in here.
Cool.
But,
well, Johnny, I got to tell you, anyone that's been on our space shuttle, we take straight to the Triton Moon to go to our gym. Now, we don't want anyone to remember their experience in our gym because it'll outdo anything on planet Earth. So we make sure to wipe your mind clean of anything that's happened. But if you think your arms are a little bigger, you can thank us for that.
Well, thank you very much. Did you guys know that Sam Shields warms up with shoulder presses with 100s? Did you know that?
Nice.
I haven't even done that yet. And they're certainly not my warm-ups. So, yeah, that guy got my works.
That definitely doesn't make it from this planet, Sam.
What? Excuse me?
Lifting 100 pounds on a shoulder press prior to a match is definitely something that it's unhuman-like.
Oh, I am out of this world. I'm definitely not a human. Even at times, I will visit gyms on planet Earth, and I will have people around me stare and sometimes even cheer as I go through my sets.
That is so
I've often been referred to in human gyms as the mayor of the gym.
All right. Attaboy. I never got any cheers. I got a lot of, like, hateful looks when I work out. But, man, cheers. That's great. Adulation is something else, man. But to answer your question before, Roman, you know, first time I met Sam and Chris, I made sure to stick around with them because, you know, I surround myself with the proper people in pro wrestling, people that know their craft, that we can get better off each other, and the good people. So, you know, and you know what? If that's the case, I'd rather go make, consistent visits to Planet Triton because some of these people here on Earth, I'm getting tired of. I just don't know if I can afford to guess.
Oh, Johnny, if you knew the women on Triton, if you met some of the women there, spikes all over their face, 7 arms. Oh, and I don't want to say what's under their dress, but you love.
How many boobs do they have? That's what I'm
interested in. I don't know. I think it's only 9. It's only a little after 9, almost 10 o'clock. I don't want to give any of the children nightmares or put any unpure thoughts in their mind. But just use your imagination.
I think I may have seen a Triton female on the Richard Bay show when I was a kid, because that woman's boobs were like the size of basketballs. Oh, my God. That's a lovely memory.
So there you go, Sam. Your partner, attacking partner, eventually did not call. And then Sam, she was part of the Midnight Sensation along with Chris Rockwell. Now, Sam, you have been featured in the PWI Top 500 Wrestling, which is a great accomplishment on your end. 2 years in a row.
Thank you, Roman. Thank you, Roman.
Tell me about that, Sam, and the fact that you got that 2 years in a row.
I'm going to mute my phone so you guys don't hear me talk.
No,
We are both very fortunate to be in PWI 2 years ago. Actually, Chris Rockwell was in it for his third year in a row. I was mentioned the year before last as well. So, but we were both ranked this past year, and it's definitely a great honor. And there have been many great wrestlers before us that have been featured in PWI 500 and have gone on to a lot bigger, better things. So, definitely honored.
Now, Sam, if it was one person or one tag team that you guys or yourself would like to compete against, who would it be, whether it be in the past, the present, or in your case, the future?
Well, this is a tough one. I'd have to, you know what? I would probably say the British Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. Very, very, very entertaining group. They were very muscular, very strong guys, the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Very muscular. And first thing you go for, Roman? Muscular? How about the fact that most of their size, how athletic they were? How about Matilda, their dog? I would have mentioned Matilda before I mentioned it to Greeks.
Muscular?
why would you choose the British Bulldogs? I want to hear the answer to that.
They have a very similar style to us. They were really ahead of their time. And people may think the Dynamite Kid and Bulldogs were strong, but we'll show them strength beyond anything they ever knew. So if we ever decide to travel back into time and wrestle them, it'll be a sight to see.
That's awesome. That's exactly what I was going to ask. I was going to say, why don't you just go time travel and whoop their butts? You may change the face of history.
I was going to say the Road Warriors Legion of Doom, but there was a time we did go back. It wasn't actually recorded, so no one actually knows about it. But it was quite a fight, and it wasn't one of Hawk's best days. So I'm pretty sure that's why the footage never got out.
Well, there you go. Sam Shields of the Midnight Sensation. You know, perhaps Chris Rockwell is stuck in 1969 or something. But let's make sure.
I have no idea where he is right now. I appreciate it, Roman. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's make sure that both you guys are on the show next time around. And if you guys want to see these guys in action, you can visit their YouTube channel, youtube.com, and that's search for Midnight Sensation. And you can also look them up on Twitter, or actually it's Sam Shields' Twitter. And you can look them up at TMS Shields. That's at TMS Shields, and check them out along with his partner this weekend in action to defend the NWA Tag Title September 29th. They're also going to be on iPay-Per-View next month, so make sure you follow up with Sam, and he'll keep you updated with all of his upcoming events. Sam, thanks so very much, and safe travels, my man.
How much did they charge you for gas, Sam? Did he go?
He traveled, like a split second. Yeah, he's kind of like Batman.
Sam?
Oh, he's gone.
Sam? Is he here?
He traveled.
Jesus. Man, it was like faster than a cat. I didn't even get a chance to blink my eyes or even...
Seriously.
Oh,
I could take a deep breath.
Sam is still listening somewhere on his way back to Planet Triton. I want to thank Sam for being here tonight. That's Sam Shields of the Midnight Sensations. He's Johnny Knockout approved, baby. That's right. And also, if Mr. Chris Rockwell is listening somewhere out there, and I don't know what year you're in, but feel free to call in 714-868-0222, and we'll ask you some questions.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, that being said, John, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more here on The Roman Show.
South Florida. Get ready for a night of world-class professional mixed martial arts. Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Saturday, October 6th. CFA Fights presents World-Class Professional Mixed Martial Arts Championship Fighting Alliance. Live Saturday, October 6th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or simply log on to CFAFights.com.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling and inspiration to all children everywhere, Christopher Daniels, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
Uh-oh. I know what that is.
All right.
Oh, no.
Yes, Johnny, we're back to 2012 September. as Sam Shields took us to 1900, but we're back to 2012.
1900? I saw a horse and buggy outside my house. I thought that was strange.
I saw pyramids, man. Pyramids with, like...
I have a headache.
Two. Yeah, it was pretty weird, man. It was like, what the hell? I saw Egyptians walking around and... cast wearing what seemed like cast. It was awkward, but anyways. I saw Niners.
I don't know what question like. with my beard and long hair, so I don't know. I'm not saying I'm blind, by the way, for anybody out there making a joke right now. Only one JC out there, and that's Jesus. Okay, I'm done. Okay.
Special thanks there again to Sam Shields, who traveled from Neptune all the way to Internet World Wide Web?
No,
is that
appropriate? No, from Planet Triton. He passed Neptune on the way here. Yeah, thank you for making the trip, man. It was awesome. And I wish him well on his tag team title match. I'm sure that they're going to win, though. So.
And I'm sure the next time around, he'll bring his partner around. But, Johnny, it's time to debut this new segment here on The Roman Show that's going to be taking place from now on. And, appropriately titled Shrinky with Goldstein, who is in Tijuana, Mexico. Goldstein, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm in Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah, John, it just absolutely makes no sense. This guy's like totally gringo, and he's in Tijuana and Mexican music. He still thinks that we're in Cinco de Mayo celebration. But what are you drinking, Goldstein?
I'm drinking a little Jose Cuervo right now.
What's that?
I'm drinking a tequila.
Okay, that's great stuff. I know, Johnny, you're not a supporter of alcohol, but the guy's drinking tequila.
Absolutely not. It lowers testosterone. Why would I ever want to drink alcohol?
Yes,
I tell you what,
absolutely.
I don't know what the Midnight Sensations did for me, but, you know, these biceps, I don't want to even chance letting them decrease in the least by having any alcohol. Besides, it gives
absolutely
me acid reflux. So good.
But you know what, Johnny? I think that the most important part about this segment is if Goldstein could last the few minutes on the phone. Hopefully, he won't pass out.
Not what his girlfriend tells us.
Okay, Goldstein. Let's get to the point here. This is Drinking with Goldstein. Now, what's on your mind? What are some of the topics that you have in mind this week? Because this is how it's basically going to work. It's kind of like two dudes drinking beer in a bar, having a conversation about what's happening in the world. Goldstein, what is one of the first things that really caught your attention this week?
Oh, my God. Hey, and Johnny, you can agree with me with this one. What the heck is going on with New York? What is going on with New York and school? Now these little girls can have sex, get pregnant, and then, hey, I need a morning pill. What else? What's up with that?
In my mind, sex and little girls don't correlate in the same sentence. So, can't help you on that one. Definitely don't relate.
Well,
And if that is the case, I'm going to have a nice talk with my cousins.
But from what I understand, Johnny, and you should definitely know out there if you keep up with the news over there in New York, but what's going on is that in New York City, the morning after pill, which is a contraceptive, is being given away in high school, and I'm sure
that's
a big topic over there. It's a big topic over there.
Really?
Now,
I did not know that. I guess that's because I'm always either working out, or wrestling, and never in that order, but I'm not worried about any of that stuff, but geez, really.
Yeah, you give it away,
that's
and then just parents don't even have to give the consent on it. Teenagers could just say, hey, can I grab some? They say, sure, go right ahead. Now, Goldstein,
get me started on that topic. You won't have a nice show.
I'm pretty sure I won't. We're going to keep it very short and sweet, but Goldstein, it's a very controversial subject. Because one end would say, well, you know, at least these girls are protecting themselves, while the other end will say, well, you know, they got
to
protect themselves.
It shouldn't even have to come up. When I was 14 years old, all I was worried about was whether or not I was going to summer school for the first time in my life. I wasn't worried about sex or anything of the sort. It's crazy.
This is generation
alcohol,
right now.
Alcohol is screwing us up, Goldstein.
But I wouldn't let my daughter do that. I wouldn't.
I'm sure you
know.
Do you
have a daughter?
Do you have a daughter? Go ahead.
Hey, leave my daughter out of this, Johnny.
No, it was no disrespect. It was more disrespect to you than your daughter.
I have a daughter.
God help
us. You're
going
to give the guy a heart attack, Johnny.
We'll be one last guy that cut me off in traffic, then. That's fine.
Well, moving along, I'm sure both of you guys, either on Twitter or Facebook or the internet somehow, or you watch the game last night.
I don't Twitter.
Well, I know you got off that Twitter account, Johnny, but last night what happened on the NFL was just what some are saying, a ridiculous call. What's going on in the NFL, they got replacement referees, and they are just making these ridiculous calls. Last night, what seemed to be an interception was titled a touchdown, and in a crucial game, the score was literally, it was a matter of one touchdown, and they gave the wrong call. Many people all over the United States have now dialed the NFL headquarters in New York complaining over 70,000 phone calls were made.
Wow.
Saying that they
really
want the original referees. Absolutely, John. He believes in stuff, and it was all because of a huge, major blunder. So,
I wonder how many people had money on that game. That's probably where all the phone calls are coming from.
That's exactly how it seemed like. It really seemed like a fixed game. So, Skip Bayless of ESPN, and I'm sure you know who the heck he is. He's a loud guy. They've made fun of him all the time in SNL.
No.
He came out on Twitter. Well, he came out on Twitter and he said the NFL is literally looking like the WWE right now.
So that
and
means
others,
that they're looking good?
Oh, that they're pretty much getting it fixed. And someone even said, hey, Vince McMahon just called in and said, hey, he'll let you borrow a referee or two if you need you need someone to cover the games.
I'd like to see Skip Bayless wrestle physically or do anything physically because I'm sure he's a fat idiot for like 300 plus days a year and not bitch or moan, but enjoy what they do. Then Skip Bayless can talk to me. What do you want Skip? He should be hopping the hell out of here. Forget skipping. Get long, get far, get fast, and get the hell away from us. We don't need you.
Hey, but you know what? They look at the rule book. They look at the rule book, and they said it. When the opponent team and the opposite team has the possession at the same time, it goes to the other team. So Seattle was the winner.
I don't know about that one. If you look at that tape, it literally looked like the Green Bay Packers intercepted the ball. Moving on to another one. But by the way, Skip Bayless, if you're listening to this, Johnny Knock, I just called you out.
I did. And I'm very serious. I will make you poop your pants with one kick to the stomach. Guaranteed.
Skip Bayless, if you're listening, Johnny Knockout wants a piece of you.
Probably not listening. He's probably watching gay porn somewhere. And I can say that because I'm not being paid not to. So.
Another tequila, bartender.
Well, lastly, go see, before we move forward with our next guest, during the weekend, frontman of Green Day, the punk band, had a meltdown. Check this out, guys. And this is just a story that's really absurd, but the guy just pretty much just lost it on stage. So this man goes on, Billy Joe Armstrong, he's the frontman, he's performing, and on the stadium, they give him 1 minute left on his performance. The guy goes ballistic. He starts yelling at the microphone, and he says, "Do you know who the bleep we are? I am not effing Justin Bieber." The guy grabs his guitar and starts smashing it, and then later turns himself into rehab. So he has had some sort of a past with alcohol, and it seemed that it got the best of him. But the guy just lost it right in the middle of the performance. He literally lost it. And if you haven't seen the footage, head on to YouTube and Google it, because this thing was live.
I would say save your time and save your sanity and go to YouTube.com, The Real JKO. You're welcome.
You should have planned it out.
What's that?
That he should have planned it out.
Yeah, no,
well,
I understand where that guy's coming from, though. I do. I mean, you know, who wants to be rushed off the stage, you know, in the middle of a performance? But, you know, I understand what Goldstein's saying, too, but the guy wasted about 20 seconds of his time just getting mad. So he only had like 40 seconds left to play. He should have thought about it.
You know what I'm guessing? This is more of a publicity stunt. When was the last time we heard Green Day?
It's all work.
It's been a while, and they're releasing their new album this week, and they have a trilogy, so I do get that point of view.
There you go.
I do get that
They're doing it so people can buy their albums. Look at that.
Goldstein is, I'm going to agree with him. For the first time in my life, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I 100% agree with Goldstein. You know why? This is a pro wrestling show, and we're talking about a band that I don't remember the name, but it's been taking up the past 4.5 minutes of our lives. We got too much good stuff to talk about. Moving on, if I may.
Absolutely. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this edition of Drinking with Goldstein. Goldstein, make sure that next time you have a cup when you're drinking that tequila.
Because
they're telling me, they're telling me that you were drinking with no cup. That makes no sense to me, but that's what they tell me.
It was camouflaged.
I see that. All right, that's been the edition of Drinking with Goldstein live. All the way.
Tune in next week.
From Tijuana, Mexico. I have no idea what's going on with Goldstein. I just hope he sounds a little sober next time around. Ay, caramba. Enjoy, Goldstein. Watch out for the Chihuahuas. All right, we're going back now here, joining Johnny Knockout, as he seems to have lost his connection.
Hey, what's going on? It's John. Whoa.
Okay, we lost the connection there with Johnny. Johnny, if you're listening, man, call into the show, as we lost you there on segment, perhaps your phone call dropped or whatnot. Now, we were expecting to, there he is. Johnny, there you go. We lost you there, buddy.
Yeah, for some reason, I swear to God, I think those sensations are at it. My phone just got zapped or something. Good to be back.
Oof. Boy.
Sorry, folks.
All right, Johnny. Before we move on with our next guest, Sean Prime, who wrestles out of ICW. I want to hear from you, Johnny. I saw this YouTube video, and pictures on Facebook.
You're gonna upset him again. All right.
What's going on? Please explain. I'm gonna give you a few minutes to explain yourself, because the people want to know.
Well, which one of us do you want to talk to? Dude, I can finish a sentence. You don't have to jump in every time I'm talking. Well, I know if I leave it up to you, all you're going to do is make stupid jokes. Hi. Who's this, Roman?
Yes, this is...
What kind of name is Roman anyway? What do you think, you're a gladiator or something? Huh?
Something like that.
What do you want to know?
Well, how the heck did you come about?
Roman, I don't think you want to talk to him like that.
Ah, dude, get off of my hair. I didn't say it to you.
Yeah, well, you know something? Somebody's got to pay because he's all the way in Miami, huh? What are you doing out in Miami, huh? Having a little fruity drink, maybe an apple martini?
Dude, I'm actually enjoying Dunkin' Donuts. Coffee.
Leave the joking to me, buddy. Leave the joking to me. I could do that just fine. No, you could do it just terribly. I think he's gone.
How did he...
I hope.
Good. Yeah, just kick him out of the way or feed him some mushrooms or something like that. Maybe he'll
He's the one that does the mushrooms. We don't drink or smoke. Actually, he's even more disciplined than me to the point of insanity, but he likes to say sanity is overrated. Don't laugh while I'm speaking. You don't get to hear from me often. Sanity is overrated.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, James. It's fine. Now, let me finish.
Okay, I think I'll be able to finish this one off. What was your question?
Hello? Change. What change?
Are we making you nervous?
No, you just have me confused.
You're confused. Imagine you had to live in this body. I should wear a sign that says, beware, mood swings. Oh,
absolutely.
I don't know, man.
I
got this tattoo on my birthday this year, right? I just thought it looked nice. You know, I thought it represented change. No, I'm not speaking to you right now. Now he's quiet. He's mouthing to me. Anyway, I got this tattoo. And just represented change, you know, things that I wanted to do different in my life, professionally, you know, people that, you know, don't treat me right. You know, I got a good side and a very bad side. Dude, do you want to do it? You want to speak? You can do it if you want. He's got a very dark side to him, Johnny, let me tell you. And you know something? He didn't know about it, but I've been sitting here and I've been down in the cockles. Yeah, can we say cockles on the show? That's fine with me. Yeah, in the cockles of the heart. Yeah, okay, well, yeah. I think what you meant to say in the pit of your stomach, yeah. You know, I think he needs Tanka, Mr. Roman. But,
I think he does.
It depends. You know, I live in New York, and it doesn't matter where I live, because every other 49th state, you know, that I've been at or haven't been at, they're a lot better than New York. And I know I'm Empire State Zone, but let's face it, the people over here are pretty damn rude. They're very rude, I know that. He might just come out on his own, so, like, if he just speaks, just, you know, try to bear with us. But they're very rude over here, and, you know, I have a very nice side to me, a very good guy, but then sometimes, you know, you call for evil a little bit, and then you got to change it up, you know? And I don't know, you know, sometimes I feel like doing the right thing, and then you get walked all over on it, and then people just step in your way, they want to show the block down the street, and this is just the women. You know, and then you think a woman wants to treat a guy the way she wants to get treated, and then maybe, dude. Actually, I agree with him there, because, like, you know, if you're walking down the street, and, you know, sometimes people think you're transparent, and, you know, and sometimes you got to stand up for yourself. And then that just doesn't end there. I mean, you go home, and then you talk to your friends, and then sometimes your friends aren't exactly what you think they are. You know, and I have a problem with betrayal. So I'm making sure that Johnny knows exactly what it's going to take to get the job done from this point out so that I don't make any more mistakes. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So that's pretty much the long and short of it. I don't know that we have that much time on the show, and I know that we need to get to Mr.
That.
Sean Prime.
I'm sure we'll hear of him.
Our time. Screw Sean Prime. Screw the Midnight Station. Screw everybody. And screw you, Roman. Dude, you can't say that. This is his show. All right.
Well, moving on.
Any other questions? Maybe some point forward you can ask. I don't know.
I'm sure I'll tweet him or something like that. But Johnny, there you go. You learned a new side of Johnny. But Johnny, it's time now to remind folks, start voting. Just a few seconds. You can email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com for the Roman Show Award. And I want to refresh the people's minds. Soon we'll be posting an article on this on the RodolphRoman.com. But for Best Wrestler of South Florida, we have nominated Jay Big, Jay Dog, Jordan Rayner, Sean Prime, Tommy Vandal, and Beast. For Best Indie Wrestler of the Year, Joey Ryan, Jesse Neal, Mordell Walker, Chance Fawcett, Chahagas, and Adam Pearce. For overall wrestler of the year, CM Punk, Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio.
I think you've upset him. You've mentioned every name but ours. I mean mine. I mean his. I mean, I don't know. Ours, mine. Mine. Cinematic Superstar Johnny Knockout. Why am I not on that list? I think you're going to get me angry, too.
Well, here's the thing, Johnny. The winners of last year were not part of this. It's kind of like a term type of thing. So, if you won last year, you won't be eligible till next year. So, right now, you currently hold the title, sir.
And... that's it. End of the line. No more nominees. That's it. Johnny Knockout is the winner. You see what I'm saying? See, you picked up a win this last weekend at LCW on September 22nd. That's right. You know why? Because I had a little change, and change was in the air.
As you proceed,
well, congratulations to all the nominees. This is, yeah.
Well, we're not done yet. But overall, rest of the year, CM Punk, Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, Davey Richards, and Johnny Gargano. And last, for best interview of the year, and Johnny, you have been part of the show here, and you yourself, sir, deserve a lot of credit for helping me out with the interviews. And
I'm happy to do
you
it.
You and I, sir, will have to sit down and decide on really who really deserves this title, and of course, it's up to the people, but you and I can vote as well. Now, best interview of the year includes Tom Pritchard, Jesse Neal, Tully Blanchard, C.W. Anderson, our good friend Sarah J., the adult actress, Pablo Marquez.
She got a nominee.
Yeah, she got a nominee. TNA Tag Champs, Christopher Daniels, and Kaz, Diamond Dallas Page, or Jake the Snake Roberts. So, there are your nominees for this year's of the Roman Show, and we just got to vote.
Can I get my pick right now? Or do I? I got to email it. Okay.
Absolutely. No. I'll let you do it on the air. Let's go interview of the year. Which one do you think?
Really? And this was one I wasn't a part of, so I'm not being biased. Diamond Dallas Page. Okay. That guy
really?
Is so
You're
awesome,
like
and he's like a regular Joe, man, but he's like a badass regular Joe. I'm going with Diamond Dallas Page. CDP Yoga, baby. And let's not forget the Bully Bars and Big Bully Busick. That was a good interview.
Yeah.
Why didn't he make
it? Yeah, Busick was good. I don't know who makes the decisions here. But he was a good
Nobody tops DDP, so.
Yeah. DDP was good, I must say. I don't know. They're all good. You know, but Tully Blanchard was great and Tom Pritchard, too. They're all tough.
Yeah.
C.W. Anderson, I'm not sure if you had a chance to hear. C.W. Anderson was very good as well. He gave us some inside stuff. Now,
it was phenomenal.
Was,
I suggest anybody that hasn't listened, go back to the archives.
Yes. Conan, but he won't qualify until next year. So make sure you vote. Yeah, RomanDH@yahoo.com is the email that you can vote in your pick. All right, Johnny, let's move on with our next guest, Sean Prime of ICW, who has a match coming up this weekend here in South Florida.
Very
good. He has lots to talk about. Yeah, he's actually currently the champion. So, as wrestlers, guys like Stevie Richards. We all know Stevie Richards, sir, from ECW, WWE.
Of course, I know who that
old
is.
Sean. Well, you were on the phone, weren't you, last time he was on the program?
I remember being on the phone, yep.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
voice
message.
Sean Prime is not on prime time as he is not answering now. He is also nominated.
I think it's those damn sensations. I don't know why I keep calling them damn sensations. I like them. But I think they're screwing with the phone lines. Chris Rockwell, is that you? I don't know.
Johnny, let's go to a quick break. We'll go to a quick break, and we'll be right back and hopefully get Sean Prime on and talk some quick news, and we'll wrap it up. Stay tuned, guys.
South Florida. Get ready for a night of world-class professional mixed martial arts. Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Saturday, October 6th, CFA Fights presents World-Class Professional Mixed Martial Arts Championship Fighting Alliance.
live Saturday, October 6th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or simply log on to cfafights.com.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
All right, we're back here on the Roman Show. We're trying to get a hold of Sean Prime here in the program. Earlier today, we had Sam Shields of the Midnight Sensation. Will be in action this weekend, all the way from New York, Johnny. Great interview there. But now we're trying to get a hold of Sean with, I don't think Sean is possible, but Sean might be a little bit occupied then, although we...
You know who's going
to... Well, what's that?
I don't know, somebody else might come back if he doesn't answer.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That's
two times too many, Mr. Prime. What are you doing? Your primary concern should be listening in for our call. Mr. Prime.
Well,
Mr. Heavyweight Champion, he's probably busy working out.
Perhaps.
As he should.
Perhaps.
As a champion does. I get it.
Yeah. Well, there are some news coming up, Johnny, right now as we speak. World Heavyweight title match revealed for WWE's Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. It was announced. This is a spoiler, so you do not want to listen to it.
Why are you going to tell me?
Mute it.
You don't want to hear it. I'm taking my headphones off for about 10 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Ready? Here we go. It was announced at tonight's WWE SmackDown taping in Buffalo, New York. The Big Show will face World Heavyweight Champion Sheamus at next month's WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Okay, I gave you 13 seconds.
All right, that's good enough. Yeah, that was good. All right, here's another one, guys. Sasha Del Rio and PAC's WWE deals finalized, and Miz is appearing on, get this, a Disney show. The Miz will be a guest star.
The Miz.
He's the Intercontinental Champion. He's going to be on Monday's episode of Pair of Kings on Disney XD.
Very cool.
Pretty neat. Yeah, pretty neat.
He seems like a really cool guy, like a guy that wears many hats. I'm sure he'd be able to pull that off pretty well. I'm sure
everybody thinks
he acts like a goofy kid as it is, but I like The Miz. He's not afraid to be himself.
No, he's very, very nice guy, man. Very nice. All right, moving along forward here, that last night's Green Bay Packers and Seattle versus Seahawks NFL game drew 16.17 million viewers and led to the least watched WWE Raw of the year with 3.79 million viewers. So WWE taking a big hit from the NFL. And as previously reported, WWE diva Beth Phoenix appears to be finishing up with the company. And at this point, she is being advertised for WWE events through October 22nd and nothing after that. It could be the end as far as the WWE for diva Beth Phoenix. I personally think she's a great wrestler, Johnny.
Hell yeah. Aside from Eve, who's gotten progressively better, and you know who's getting really good? Kelly until she stepped away. And Layla, she had a couple of new moves, but, you know, I don't think it lasted too long. Hey, this is just my opinion, obviously. Nobody else is speaking for me. But I think once Beth Phoenix goes, they're going to really have to start searching for some female talent if they ever want to make something out of that women's division. That's a huge loss.
You know, I would personally like to see her in the TNA Knockout division because I think she'll be a good fit.
I think she's retiring.
Wow. Still young, though. She's a great
wrestler. Not for nothing,
really
though, just because it's called the Knockouts Division, that's not why I'm biased, but those girls are badass. You know, but then
they
again,
are.
It's a lot
they're
of...
Really,
no, they really,
really
they
are.
Hard. I enjoy watching their matches. I don't fast forward.
I do, man.
Much.
I really personally like that. Hey, guys, you're going to follow us at Roman D.H.
I'm biased when it comes to Mickie James, so... But I haven't seen
Mickie James, then. How about Miss Tessmacher? Oh, she's something, too.
Miss Tessmacher?
Yeah.
I like I like Victoria or Tara.
I'm not talking about
I'm a little bit more biased towards Mickey James and Jillian Hall because they were a part of the JKO reality. Pretty sure that was episode number 68, the Forbidden Ladies Locker Room. Yeah. Which
you sure it wasn't 69?
Fans could check out on. No, we were one off there. But the fans and JKO Army members alike can go check that out at youtube.com. You guessed it, the real JKO. Yeah.
There it is. And guys, remember to follow us on Twitter at RomanDH, hashtag RomanShow. Now, moving forward, you know, some guys just get in trouble. And TMZ actually reported a WWE ring announcer, Justin Roberts. Unfortunately, I haven't even pinned this big news, but Justin Roberts, the announcer, was recently given two moving violations within 2 weeks in two different countries. That's right. According to TMZ, Robert was on his way to Monday Night Raw in Toronto, Ontario, as he made an illegal left turn, and that's where he got slapped with a ticket. And then the second one was on his way to a house show at Penn State almost 2 weeks later, a speeding ticket driving almost 20 miles per hour over the limit.
Oh, the anarchy. Oh, my God, putting your women and children to bed. Oh, that's so terrible. An illegal left turn.
Say
it yourself.
Who cares?
Seriously? The guy's got to be in a different city every night. You think he wants to worry about an illegal left turn? He's probably not from the city. He probably didn't realize it. The guy doesn't look like
Perhaps he didn't have his GPS on.
Jeez, man. Whatever happened to, like, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and now it's illegal left turn? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, there is no sex, but I guess you could consider this drug. Well, actually, alcohol. But WWE Diva Cameron, real name Arian Andrew, has pleaded not guilty, stemming from a DUI arrest that took place on August 24th in Tampa. In addition to the arrest, it was reported that Andrew allegedly attempted to bribe the arresting officer by offering him $10,000 in exchange for letting her go, but the offer was rejected. $10,000? Will you take $10,000 just to, you know, leave you off the hook?
No. Money is not all that important. Besides, that cop could lose his job if he did that. But being from the county of Hillsborough when I used to live in Tampa, those cops will pull you over for just about anything. I remember one time I was walking my dog and they pulled me over for, you know what, you guessed it, an illegal left turn. Yeah.
Your dog made an illegal left turn?
It wasn't even my dog.
Well, it was a chihuahua or something like that.
It was, it was like an illegal Boston Terrier making an illegal left turn down Van Nuys Street. I don't know. I don't remember. Fletcher Avenue.
Well,
that's it. Fletcher Avenue.
Well,
if anybody's from Tampa, they know that street.
I was in Tampa last
street at night, you know. You were?
Let
you
me
were
tell you,
Tampa
you know, yeah, going off track here, I was in Tampa last week, and
let's go
I was just, yeah, it was just crazy. You know, I was eating at a sweet tomato, and enjoying some great salad, and I turn around, there's three strip bars right in front of me.
Oh, yeah,
I go to
the
next block,
the
another three strip bars. It is incredible how many strip bars they have out there.
Why do you think the boys are always getting pulled over for, like, DUIs and reckless driving or being drunk and inhibited? Because that's all they do out there. I mean, I enjoyed the heck out of Florida, but, you know, I'm not a bar guy or a strip club guy. You know, I'm against that. But, I had my fun going to Walmart and Best Buy and GNC and the gym and the beach and Clearwater Beach where it was actually a video of JKO reality film there. And guess what? You can see it at YouTube.com, the real JKO. But, yeah, besides that, it was a pretty laid-back city. So I guess, you know, a lot of guys just like seeing boobies. And there's nothing wrong with that. But just, you know, take a cab home.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, here's another thing. Now, a pretrial hearing is scheduled for Cameron for October 23rd in Tampa. Now, because she failed to inform WWE officials of her arrest, Andrew was suspended by WWE earlier in the month for 15 days, and the suspension has since ended. And to top off the segment of news, Hulk Hogan wants Devon to return to TNA. He is a big supporter of Devon. We haven't heard too much.
Yeah, I've yet to meet D-Ron, but from what I hear, 100% is all positive about that guy. So
yeah, he loves him. Yeah, he loves him.
You want to keep a guy like that happy anyway, but I don't know. It's always spotty with, you know, the kind of guys that they use on air. So
yep. Well, Johnny, Sean Prime now is on the air. Sean, how are you, sir?
What's up, Roman? So I was having phone trouble.
No worries.
I'm glad I got on at all.
The show. You're on with Johnny Knockout and myself. Johnny,
welcome.
Other way in New York.
I was having
phone trouble,
too. For some reason, my phone just hung up on me. So I totally get it. I understand. I thought you were working out, being like a heavyweight champion. All you were living a champion life. But it's good to have you with us.
Living the champion life, man. Constantly always stressing out about the radio interviews. I felt bad because when was the last time I was on the phone with you, Roman? When was the last time we had in the show? It was more than a year ago.
More than a year ago. And, you know, you're nominated as best indie wrestler down here in South Florida.
And
Congratulations on that nomination.
That's absolutely awesome.
Well,
I'm glad that.
Sean, and I'd like to inform people, Sean, a little bit about him. You know, I personally know him on a personal level, known him for a couple of years. And prior to being Sean Prime, he was a dirt bike kid. And down here in South Florida, he's well known, very respected. I'm taking it old school because people need to know. But Sean is a person who's been very active down here in the community of pro wrestling. And you've been at it. And, man, last match I saw you, you were taking some really deep hits to the back. How are you physically, man?
It's been a few months since I healed. I had some herniated discs I had to get through, and I've only worked a few matches since I've been healing. But it's held up. I had a show for the Future of Wrestling Saturday night. Wrestled a newcomer, Bucky Wells, trained at FCW by Norman, and it was a great match. Kid, and my back felt great. It's weird. It's weird being in the wrestling business as opposed to other professions. To where other professions you kind of slowly get back into things, and wrestling is, especially with a back injury, there's only one way you can test it, and that's just to go out there and go. So you never really quite know how your body's going to react, but you know, thankfully and luckily, my body has been holding up. I have a big match against ERA the Third at ICW's Road to Ruin and the Polish American Club in Miami on Saturday, and he's a very competent opponent. Me and him have had a pretty storied history throughout the years down in Miami, and I really can't wait for the match. Where it's going to be show stealing fun. I'm really really excited about it, but it's probably going to be the first match to truly test just how well I've healed. Because, you know, I've had some pretty good opponents since I won the back in surprise from Dash Maverick and Stevie Richards in that triple threat not a month and a half ago. But I really haven't been put to a test. And Aaron's going to test me. I know he is. And I can't wait for it. I'm really happy. And I hope that everybody comes out. And I really hope that it goes well and I retain the belt. So I can still continue to fight over my phone over whether or not I can call these radio interviews.
Well, you see, you have a herniated disc. Exactly what herniated disc? What do you mean, L5, L3?
Oh, fuck, dude. I apologize for that. It was disc in my lower back. I don't do the doctor thing very well. They tell me it goes one way or the other. I'm one of those guys that my body tells me how I feel. And my body tells me that I'm good to go. I don't care where a doctor tells me I go. And there's got a lot of wrestlers that are like that. And, well, there's probably a good reason half of them don't wrestle anymore. But you know what? The passion that we have in the business to go out there and entertain in the ring sometimes overrides the intelligence we should have to, make an informed judgment on what we should be doing. And it doesn't really always work out that way. It can be actually argued that I came back prematurely, but the opportunity arose, and I lost my belt under pretty skeezy circumstances, and I wasn't about to let that fly if I had the opportunity to get it back, which I did. And, you know, now it's just an everyday struggle to keep it. As any champion will tell you, you know, you've got to stay ahead of the game because now you're the hunted. You're no longer a hunter. And everybody wants the belt. And I want everybody to come at it because I'm a fighting champion and I want to prove I'm the best. Hopefully it's what I do on Saturday. But, yeah, as far as all the technical aspects of what's wrong, what happened with my back, I'll just tell you that it hurt. I had hurt. I had herniated disc. It healed, supposedly. I feel great. And until something in my back pops again, I'm going to continue to feel good, hopefully.
Let's hope that doesn't happen, man. No, I dig your confidence, sir. I really do. First of all, I want to wish you a great match, you know, and that God keeps that ring safe. It's something I pray to myself every time I enter the curtains. And, you know, I wish you well on your match. And we had a previous guest by the name of, I don't know if you ever heard of him, but Diamond Dallas Page. And he's got
TV
yoga.
In fact, I'm getting to getting on that program. I've kind of been shuffling it back, but I've heard a lot of people say very good things about DDP yoga, including Mr. Stephen Richards himself, who I've been in the ring with a few times, and I kind of got to know, and he was a real big proponent of it. So that is on my to-do list. When you get a good Sterling, you know, thumbs up from someone like Stevie. I know it's good. I've heard a lot of people talk very good things because the program is really for guys like us, guys that go in the ring every day and beat the hell out of their bodies. So I won't lie.
Yeah, well,
I've been a little busy, but I really want to get behind that program because I heard what DDP has done with it is excellent.
No, it's good, man.
Yeah,
I heard on a personal level. I suggest it. Go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to say just the whole aspect of stretching and, you know, and just really working on your stabilization muscles. You know, I'm a personal trainer, so, like, you know, I'm a big advocate of, you know, stretching and just really paying attention to each body part and, you know, and recovery and preparation beforehand, you know, before you get in the ring or just for any workout. And I think a large part of, you know, maintaining your body's well-being, especially what we do, has a lot to do with our flexibility, the fact of us being limber. I mean, take a guy like Rob Van Dam, you know, he stretches daily for like 20 to 45 minutes, you know, even with matches and everything. And he's been able to escape injuries for pretty much his entire career. I mean, he's only, any injury he's spoken of is in his knees, and, you know, he's always flying around the place. I mean, that's going to happen regardless. You know?
That's the hazard of doing what we do, man.
Yeah.
I've worked through an ACL injury before. I know what it feels like.
Again?
But the stretching is something that can't be, you know, you can't say enough about it. And everybody, at least down in South Florida and where I work, everybody has a good handle on their body and what their body needs to do. I tend to be a little the older I've gotten in the business and the older I've gotten physically, I've realized what everyone tells you is that you can't do the same things you did when you were in your 20s. You know, I'm almost 30. I'll be 30 next year. And some of the things that I easily heal from, tend to. So having like a guy like DDP, a program like that, it really helps us, helps a guy like me because I'm not, you know, my friend's a personal trainer, and he's always trying to get me to do all these crazy, wonderful things. And I work. I have two jobs. I don't have time for half that stuff, you know? You know, it's a struggle. Wrestling's not what I do for a living, unfortunately. I wish it was, but, you know, what can you do?
Gotcha. I understand what you're saying. You know, you just make a little time for it. And like I said, man, you're a champ, so, you know, I understand you're a busy guy, but that's a great thing.
Fitting that gym time in, man. Fitting that gym time.
Oh, yeah. Gotta own it. Own it.
You work 8-9 hours on your regular job. You gotta fit at least a couple hours in to get in the gym. You know, your pre stretch, your fucking post stretch. You've got your meals. Man, I'm telling you, between work and everything and getting all your meals prepared and man,
it's just hard.
I can't see how guys that are on the road 24/7 how they do it.
I would say, me being a personal trainer, I would recommend a 3-4 day a week program for you. And you probably
that's why I'm not. I take weekends off if I'm not wrestling. Yeah. If I'm not wrestling, I take the weekends off because you got to rest my body.
Yeah, you get your cardio in the ring, so that's fine. You know, you could not have to worry about, you know, working out on the day of the show. So
that's cool, man. It's good to get to know
people.
A little bit about you. You know, that's what the show's
oh,
all
yeah,
about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know, most of the last time I was on the Roman show was so long ago, and a lot of things have changed. I was a little bit, I think we can call me myself a little bit more arrogant last time, Roman. Can we
yes,
safely say
yes.
that?
Yeah, you seem a lot more humble, more down to earth, more calm. And like I stated to Johnny, I think you laid off the coffee and substituted for the Sanka and yoga.
No. I'll tell you what happened, and this is something, you know, because I'm an extremely confident person, especially when it comes to wrestling in the ring. I don't feel that there's any human being that I can't get in that ring with and beat on a fair level basis. I just don't. This is the way I am. But and that turned into confidence. That confidence kind of turned itself into a little bit of arrogance, and that arrogance, well, it drove further and further, you know, kind of like dark side, light side. Which, when my back got hurt and when I had to sit out, when I lost the belt, when I thought that I might not wrestle again because, you know, I have to work. I don't do this professionally. You know, I do, you know, weekend. I mean, so I just, it's not what my full-time job. I didn't think I'd wrestle. It humbles you, and it really makes you appreciate the fans. It makes you appreciate what you do, that your time spent in the ring. And, you know, there's a whole attitude change for me. And now I'm so appreciative to be the champion, appreciative to be able to go out there and give the fans the kind of match that they're accustomed from me and know that my body can still do it and be able to catch whatever was wrong with me at a time where I'm still young enough to heal and fix from it, as opposed to getting too old and, you know, you break something and you can't fix it like some guys, you know, tend to do. And that's disheartening and heartbreaking because I could only imagine where I was, what that would feel like. So the whole attitude change has been really great for me. And I'm really, like, the FOW show on Saturday was great. 2 weeks ago, ICW had a show for the food truck event, and those fans, those kids, and their parents were amazing. I do this for the fans. I do it for being able to go out there and see a little six-year-old kid who, you know, can't go to a WWE show because, you know, Miami's a little bit on that level of sometimes on that poverty level. They might not be able to make a WWE show, but they can come to an ICW show and they still get to see wrestlers and they kind of identify some of us with some of their heroes on TV, and that's really cool. It's really cool to see a smile on a kid's face that might never get to see a live show like they see on TV.
Yeah, and the kids were definitely going wild for you guys on that Saturday, part of that main event show.
You were running around all over the place.
Yeah, you know, and Johnny, you know, because you know South Florida very well, and Sean, you couldn't even probably beat this, but I think it was one of the largest crowds I have seen when it comes to a local independent pro wrestling show.
Yeah, there were easily 500 or 600 people there, easily.
Yep, easily.
It's a good turnout.
You said it.
Good turnout.
Oh yeah, and they were right there. There wasn't any barriers because we had the food trucks around us, and they were right there on the ring. I mean, the kids, man, they loved it. It was a lot of fun. It's one of those things where I didn't feel any pressure, because it was just pure entertainment. So I went out there and had, you know, I wasn't wrestling an opponent that I really, you know, had to train for. And I went out there and we had fun. And it was just a very fun experience, I think, for everybody. And I felt great. Everybody that wrestled that show felt great. ICW really profited well from that kind of advertisement and promotion. And hopefully on the show on Saturday down at the Polish American Club, if everybody can show, hopefully you'll see a couple hundred people from those food truck shows there. I hope to see them there.
Give the fans the address, the time, and where they can purchase tickets to see you in action.
Oh, man, you can go on Facebook. You can go on Facebook. It's the ICW's Road to Ruin. You go on their website, ICWMiami.com. The address of the Polish, I've always forgotten. I know how to get there. it's right off 21st Street in Miami. It's not far from the Marlins Stadium. It's pretty easy to get to right off the, I believe it's the 836 or the 826, one of those two.
The address
and the flyer and the card will all be on the website and on the Facebook. Perfect. ICW has a Facebook page, Independent Championship Wrestling. And it's the best thing going in Miami for $10. You know, that kind of entertainment value for your buck, you're not going to get that anywhere else.
That is awesome. Well, Sean, man, thanks so very much, and good luck on your nomination as being nominated as South Florida Wrestler of the Year. take care of that back.
I really
back,
appreciate
man.
The nomination.
Where can people follow you, keep up with you as far as upcoming events for you on your end?
On Twitter, my Twitter handle is @AllHailPrime. I have a Sean Prime Facebook page, so look me on Facebook and Twitter. And I have my business that I run outside of wrestling. It's Cobra Creations, also has a Facebook page where I make props and costumes for convention wear and whatnot, you know, like comic book conventions and whatnot. And that's turned out to be a fairly profitable business for me. So if anybody out there like is really big into conventions and they need some props or costumes made, 20% off until Halloween.
That's pretty cool.
Because
I'm an actor as well, man, and we deal with a lot of props and costumes. So I may be contacting you for that.
Definitely hit me up, man. I mean, we're getting close to Halloween, so we're ramping up full time. I've been in the garage probably 100 hours. You know, and
wow.
What
is it on Facebook, Sean?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. My Facebook handle is Sean Prime, and then Cobra Creations, and Independent Championship Wrestling, Future of Wrestling, is also there. The two biggest companies down here, and I really hope that anybody listening come to the shows, have some fun, man, because they're a lot of fun. We make sure that everybody has a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Well, Sean, that's Couples Creation, you said?
Cobra Creations.
Oh, Cobra Creations. All right, cool. There you go. Visit, find them on Facebook there, Cobra Creation. They'll hook you up with a good suit as
we
get
will.
Closer. Yeah,
you won't find
get
higher quality
to,
anywhere in South Florida.
There you go, sir. Well, thank you so very much, Sean. Again, congratulations, and hope to have you here soon, maybe even as a winner, the number one South Florida independent wrestler.
Yeah,
I'm
working very hard. Thank you, Roman. Thank you, Johnny. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Absolutely,
yes, sir.
Thank
you so much. Have a good day, Sean.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right, Johnny. There you go, Sean Prime Talk. And now we have our good friend here, Johnny, Mr. Stephen Cage of Reality Check.
Yeah.
How are you?
Thanks so very much, Johnny, for the excitement. How are you guys doing?
That, were you? Yeah. I'm happy to hear Stephen Cage. Can you believe it?
Today was a very interesting show on my end, if I have to say. Very, very interesting. It kind of got heated along the way, but what can I say? Whatever comes with a Stephen Cage comes a heated argument, don't you think, Johnny?
Oh, definitely. But that's what makes life interesting. But you see, the thing is with you is that we always had our arguments in the past, but we've also manned up to one another, and I think it's brought us a common ground, you know? So, you know, you can't say that for a lot of people in this life. That's why
I agree. How's your buddy?
I gain respect to you.
How's your buddy,
buddy
change? Yeah, your buddy changed.
He's not my
buddy.
I really try hard to stay away from him. You can't.
I'm trying to be sarcastic.
Because I live in your body, you freaking moron.
Yeah.
He doesn't sleep, bro. Jesus.
Well,
what's wrong with this guy? Is he arguing with himself?
He's going to keep me up all night now. Thank you.
Well, Cage, on your end, as far as what's going on, as far as you're in, what was your thoughts last night on Monday Night Raw?
I personally, believe it or not, Mr. Roman, I did not catch Monday Night Raw at all. I read the results. What I laugh at the most was that fan running in to try to stop Ryback, but
yeah,
get tackled by two
security. Yeah,
but that was pretty entertaining, I think.
One thing that must be pointed out is Jerry Lawler. The guy looked great, man. He looked great for having a heart attack.
God bless that miracle, man.
Well, of course. Like, everyone is going to be proud. If I would explain to you how much at the edge of my seat I was when they announced that live on Monday Night Raw that Jerry had a heart attack, I would be lying if I told you I wasn't crying. I was scared to death. And just to see this man back on television yesterday, it's like it's a dream come true just to say that this man cheated death. And I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad he's not fully back, but he's back, you know? He's back to his old joking ways. Exactly.
Yeah, he's waiting to get a clearance as far as the doctors.
You know, I Jerry, if you're listening, because I know you were interviewed by the Roman Show a while back, hey, get well, buddy. We love you, and just keep on getting better, man.
Yes, sir. Well, Cage, thanks so much for calling in, man. We got to wrap this thing up. Catch Cage, Reality Check, another show, 9 p.m. Thursday night. So make sure you check him out. All right, Cage, we'll do it, sir.
All right, thank you so very much. And just one last thing, just like us on Facebook, facebook.com/realitycheck1. Tune in for all our guests, including next week's Controversy Speaks 2, when we have the almighty Sheik, the original NWA heavyweight champion that was stripped of the NWA title. Very controversial. Next Tuesday, the almighty Sheik. Thanks, Mr. Roman, for giving me your time. And Johnny, take care of change, okay? You guys need help. Good night.
Get the hell off the line already. Right. Let me hear your voice. Thank you, buddy. It was great to hear from you, Steve.
Johnny, final thought?
My final thought is now I'm not going to catch any sleep, thanks to Stephen Cage, although I guess it was worth it because it was good to hear from him. My final thought is I just want to, man, I feel like Jerry Springer. Final thought. You know he used to do that at the end of the shows? I want to thank the Midnight Sensation's very own, the Triton Beast, Sam Shields, for being with us. I want to also thank Mr. Sean Prime, and I wish him well on his match this upcoming weekend, this Saturday. And I want to thank you, Mr. Roman, for giving me a headache because, you know, he asked about change, and, yeah, you know, so now that's double that I'm going to have to listen to this guy all night. Get on with it. Like I said, you just like hearing your voice, right? You just like hearing yourself speak. If you finish it, all right, man, I got your point. Yeah, I just want the fans to check out Facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality, and YouTube.com, the Real JKL. And, yeah, I want to encourage the fans to call in each and every week, all right, because they're as much a part of this show as the wrestlers that we speak with.
Well, thanks so very much, Johnny. And make sure you vote for us at the MMA Awards. We're nominated as the number one radio source for mixed martial arts in Florida. Head on over to FloridaMMAAwards.com. Yes, sir. Please vote. Please vote. The show is coming up in November. We need your votes to win. What's that?
Send me the link and post it to my page if you can, and I will be happy to let the fans know about it. I'll repost it so that we can get as many votes as humanly possible.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So make sure you do that. Follow us on Twitter. And if you're going to drink an energy drink, don't drink Sancta. Good night.